you from the stash, where reality and podcast collide within the music industry, with your host, James Davis McAllister.
Welcome back to another From the Stash podcast. It's your host, James Davis McAllister. And it's been a while. I don't even know where to start here, to be quite frank and honest with you. But we'll just get it going, I guess. There's no guest today. There's no set topic today. There's no interview, anything like that. This is just a raw podcast of me talking to y'all and getting this out there for not only myself, but my fans and also the sponsors, which I'd like to thank McAlpine Meadery, Folsom Audio, and Amato Apparel for sponsoring this episode of From the Stash podcast. Well, I guess I could start out with mental health. My mental health has really been plaguing me, and it's been hard on me lately. It's caused me to shut down many a times, if you want the truth. It's caused me to, miss activities, be late on things. And that's not me. That's not my MO, but the mental health, for whatever reason, has just been, for lack of a better term, sheer hell. Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, it's almost unbearable at times. And I want to apologize for anybody that's affected, but I can't help it. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get better at it. I got a lot of things, a lot of responsibilities that I need to step up and, get a hold of and anchor. But, my mental health has got to get better for me to do that. I don't want to go back down the medication route, long story short. And this podcast may be everywhere, and it is what it is. I don't give a fuck. I was on medications from the age of like 15 to like 26, 27. And I haven't, and I'm almost 35. I haven't been since about 26, 27. And, I take Kratom, to help. And without that, I don't know. Obviously I'd have to be medicated. I never liked the medications because they would make me zombified or more suicidal or whatever it may be. So those of you out there that have taken any type of antidepressants or mood stabilizers or anything like that, know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's to a point now where the Kratom doesn't work so well. And I don't want to self-medicate like I normally used to. When I was younger and stuff, I would go do a bunch of drugs or whatever, go snort a line of coke, go shoot a line of coke. And for those out there that are listening to this, there's been memes going around about me doing heroin. There's been people saying I do heroin. Listen, I've never done heroin. And you want the truth of why? Because I like it too much. So y'all out there saying that shit, you can shut the fuck up about that shit, because I never touched it. I'm very open about my drug use, former drug use, past, present, anything like that. I don't hide anything from anybody. I have nothing to hide. But anyways, I don't want to self-medicate. So I've tried to just, I know that Kratom makes say self-medicating, but it's a natural, it's a vein of a leaf, from Malaysia, of a tree. So it's natural. There's no preservatives or additives in it. Whether that's better than an over-the-counter drug or a prescribed drug, I don't know. I think it is, me personally, from my experiences. But I'm at a point now where it's like, do I go and get this, help that I need mentally, from an institutional standpoint? I don't like Western medicine. I was institutionalized when I was 15 in two different places, Belmont Pines and Northside Hospital. I tried to shoot myself, my friend Tony James, rest in peace, who hung himself a few years back, he knocked the gun out of my hand and it discharged into the ceiling. So long story short, I don't like the Western medicine. It's terrible. It's, all they want is money, money, money. It's a quick money grab. They truly don't care about the patient's health at the end of the day, and it's called a practice for a reason, because they're practicing. They don't know. And that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. I wanted to get on here and address that and just talk about that a little bit. Maybe, help people understand my line of thinking and where my head is, because I know a lot of people see, damn, James, you got all this shit going on. Where are you at? Well, this past week, I lost my phone. And I have two-step verification on my Facebook. So I have to sign in every time on my computer because people tried to hack it many times, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, well, the two-step's on my phone. So the only way I can sign on to my Facebook on another device is if I have my phone with me because it has to send me a text code. There's no other way. I can't have them send an email, nothing like that. I've had it set up like that for a reason. Well, just found my phone today. Got some big shows coming up here. October 28th, McAlpine Meadery. I got my Hollow Mead with starring Black Moon Cult, Skull Creek Hollers, I'd Rather Die, Alien Super Jesus, and Underground Airplane. And that starts at 7 p.m., $5 at the door. You should all come out. And then the next day, the 29th of October, I have my Heart of Haven annual Halloween show, third year of this, and second year in a row with Cody Manson headlining at the Vault. In Worcester, Ohio, we got Chris Lombardi, we got the Fallen Angel, we got Pharaoh Kai, Blackbird, Big Toke, Sigil, I'd Rather Die, which is me, you know, and many more. So come check it out. It's gonna be a hell of a show. Shout out to Cody, man. I see you out there ripping it out on tour with Twisted. Just got put on Fright Fest. I want to thank the McAlpine Meadery for sponsoring this episode of From the Stash Podcast. Located Beach City, Ohio, 10035 Johnsford Road, 44608. The pride they take in the homemade mead. They take extreme pride and tradition in the ancient craft of distilling mead. Mead is another wine, but it's made with honey. They're available in over 36 states that will deliver straight to your door. They're in over 80 different retail stores. You can go to www.mcalpinemead.com. Again, you can go to www.mcalpinemead.com to order your very own mead. Mention From the Stash Podcast and who knows, might get a little discount.
Hey, have you ever listened to your favorite album and thought, why doesn't my band sound this fucking crushing? Or maybe you want to record somewhere that you can be captured at your peak abilities. I'm Brandon, and I run Folsom Audio. Whether you need music taken from the ground up, or you just want to record through analog gear, Folsom Audio is your answer. Specializing in rap, hard rock, metal, as well as vocal production, and with 11 years mixing experience, your music will always sound the way it was meant to. Check us out at FolsomAudio.com.
I'd like to thank my sponsor, Amato Apparel, out of Tampa Bay, Florida, stated in 1984. Top of the line, top tier quality urban wear. We're talking tracksuits, hats, shoes, top tier stuff. This is not your run-of-the-mill clothing line, apparel line. If you want to check it out, you can go to my Facebook page and check out some of the pictures I've taken in my drip, or you can go to www.facebook.com/Amato Apparel. That's AMADO Apparel. Once again, I want to thank Amato Apparel for sponsoring this episode from the Stash Podcast. October 30th, I do believe, is the date of that in Columbus, I want to say. Anyways, I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. This podcast got way bigger than what I wanted it or thought it would. Not, I shouldn't say wanted, than I thought it would be. And it's, with everything else going on, it's been something that this podcast was never supposed to be serious. I didn't want to take it serious. And then it kind of got serious real quick. So it pushed me away from it. So I'm trying to ease back into it in a more nonchalant way and not worrying about it, you know, because my inbox is full of labels looking to get their artists interviewed. I missed out on interviews with some pretty larger artists, Kaylee Morg, Outline and Color, Dark Divine, Riley, In Her Own Words, Avoid. You know, and those are just Thriller Record, and shout out Thriller Records and Vogue Records. Love y'all. You know, those are just their artists, some of their artists that they want me to interview and stuff. And I also have a follow-up with the Mushroom Head story. I'm going to have Dave Gravy Felton back on the show, who was removed from Mushroom Head years ago. And he's back now, I do believe. So we're going to get the nitty gritty on that and what's going on with that. But, you know, these are a lot of things I passed up. I got a cartoon that I was supposed to do voiceovers for. And to be honest with you, it's probably too late now to get my voiceover work in. And you know, it's just these. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming my mental health. It all comes down to me being a man and accepting that I need to figure these things out, one way or another. There's no boo-hoo or woe is me here. You know, this is something that I need to work on and figure out. you know, I've had just, I mean, if you want to, this is just me bullshitting. You know, a lot of things are said about me. I'm very infamous in certain ways with a lot of different groups and whatever. You know, you'll hear a lot of different things about me. You'll hear everything from he's the worst person in the world to he's the greatest person in the world. And the reason I'm saying is I want to touch on the snakes, I like to call them, the ones that don't have hands to shake. You know, just a little brief, anybody who knows who my former drummer was, and I'm not going to say any names. He had just randomly quit my little group, I'd Rather Die, which is a trap metalcore type of group. Because the first excuse was because of somebody I'm working with, the godfather of my child, actually. Shout out Flames of God, Steph Turner. Love you, man. That was the first excuse because I was working with him. I'm like, huh? Excuse me. Then the next one was, I found out that he was going around saying I was on heroin and I did this and I did that. And it was just like, you know, it was kind of shocking because it's like, you know, now mind you, this is a young man that for lack of a better terminology, I've almost handed his career to him. There's been, you know, several things that I've given him, opportunities I've given him, people I've introduced him to, shows that I've got him on, times I've stuck up for him, things of that sort. And that kind of hurt, right? Well, I had somebody working for me as well that kind of just, decided they were going to go on Facebook because after they screwed me over two times, long story short, showing up late to run the sound they're supposed to run for me at shows, 2 to 3 hours late, mind you. And then also, you know, causing me a lot of heartache on my birthday weekend, which we won't get into. And again, no names. But they decided to go on Facebook and tag me saying, oh, you true leaders, calling me out for being a leader or whatever. And I immediately had, you know, commented back, said, hey, don't get me started on. You want to talk about the house that I gave you? Because long story short, dude doesn't have a house right now with his family, 4 kids. And I have an extra home that I had given him. He just needs cleaned out. Well, all he did was went over and got the scrap out of it and scrapped it. The metal in the home. And that was it. There was no trying to move in or anything. So that was my first point. I was like, bro, listen, don't come at me like that, man, because I can come at you all kinds of ways, sideways, front ways, upwards, down, every way. I got, you know, dirt on you for days that I'm not going to air. And I don't care about that. But what I'm saying is, how are you going to sit there and call? First of all, I never said I was a leader. All right. I never claimed to be a leader. You know, I run a business, Heart of Haven Entertainment LLC. It's an artist development management company. Yes, I run it and I'm the owner of it, but I'm not leading anybody. I am not out here to win a war. I'm not out here to win any of that. I'm out here to make money. Okay. And it blew my mind. I had an old Facebook page that had over 1,000 followers that I just was sitting there. So I gave it to him as well. And it just blows my mind how ungrateful and how convoluted people's minds are. And like, how, why me? You know, like anyone who knows me knows that I don't run my mouth. I don't talk shit. I don't go on the internet posting about, all I want to do is help people make money and just be cool. You know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Give me a smooch. So it really, really gets on my nerves when things like this happen. And it seems to be a repetitive theme. So, you know, there goes up the walls a little bit higher and to letting anybody in, you know, to what I'm doing. But I'm not going to keep this real long. I just want to come on here and, you know, let everybody know what's going on, where I'm at, blah, blah, blah. I'm, you know, it's step up mode. I got a shout out Pharaoh Kai, my artist, my partner, Pharaoh Kai. We got a tour. Her CD's coming out October 28th, Alpha on all platforms. Go check it out. Go pre-save it. Anyways, we got a tour coming up with her and Blackbird and BC headlining it. And VI Peach is on a couple of those dates. Shout out to her. You know, and a big shout out to all my sponsors, McAlpine Meadery, Folsom Audio, Spotify, and Amato Apparel. I love each and every one of you. I'm going to get off here. My name is James Davis McAllister, and I'm the host of From the Stash Podcast, and I hope you subscribe and come on back. We will be here every single Friday. Much love, y'all. Be real and stay true.